This is the Morning Journey Rewind with Mark and Brittany. Never miss a moment.
This week on the Morning Journey podcast, Kate fills in for Brittany in what turns out to be a false alarm. M&Ms are removing colors and the price of stamps are going up. And Mark and Brittany want to know what causes your child to have a meltdown. Also, there's a new podcast for men called The Noble Pursuit, and the journey is now on Spotify.
Kate's backyard is rapidly turning into a nature preserve.
Yes. Yeah. I've talked about this.
How many animals do you have in your backyard?
Oh, my goodness.
Now?
I don't even know. I think collectively, I mean, any given day, I think there's probably at least 20 different animals that are in and out of the backyard. But I was cracking up the other day. I was out there cleaning the pool after one of those storms that we had had. And I glance up and there were 5 bucks in my yard.
5?
Yes. Which I've never seen that many bucks all in one place.
Were
in
they
general.
Full grown?
The oldest had like a starter rack, like the medium starter rack, if you want to call it that.
Is that the technical
that
term?
That is not the technical term. Rack. It's a starter rack, but all the way down to a button buck, which is, by the way, the technical term. Yes. So, yes, there were 5 of those. But then I was counting. We had 4 bunnies, the little bunnies.
You know you're going to have deer hunters contacting you.
Oh, yes. Which is so funny because, like, I actually know what they're called. But, yes, sorry about that. 3 blue jays, 2 chipmunks were running around. And I kept thinking, this is getting dangerously close to a partridge in a pear tree happening here.
Kate does something in the middays, and you call it intentional Monday moment.
Yeah, the intentional Monday moment. I've done this a few times on the Midday Show where we just talk about something on a Monday that we could be intentional about at the beginning of our week that we can carry out, whether it's, I don't know, for some people, it's I'm going to start a new book. Mm-hmm. For somebody else, it might be I'm going to try a new meal to cook this week. Something intentional on your Monday that you can carry out through the rest of your week. It could be whatever you feel like you want to start for the week. What would that be for you?
What would it be for me? I would say not to procrastinate. There are certain things that I have to do like every day, and I don't procrastinate on those things. But certain things around the house or whatever, I can do that later in the week. I will tend to push it to the later in the week as opposed to getting on it and doing it, you know, today.
Yeah.
So I would say that would be mine. What is yours?
Mine is my sleep pattern for sure, especially this week. I've gotten in a really bad habit of staying up really late as if I'm, you know, back in my 20s again, which I am definitely not. And we have been averaging, my husband and I have been averaging just work schedules and things, going to bed after 1 a.m. a lot of these nights, which
serious?
Is super late. So my intentional Monday moment is to get to bed earlier the rest of this
there you go.
Week.
Uplifting and encouraging, because you need it now more than ever.
You betcha.
The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Brittany, back in today. You were out yesterday. Kate filled in. And the reason for that was because you had a false alarm on the contractions.
I really thought we were having a baby yesterday. So
we
I woke
did
up
too.
At like 3 in the morning and had them pretty consistently about 10 minutes apart for a while. And then we got ready. We sat. Like, my daughter woke up. We were like, oh, good. We'll get to say bye to her. And then nothing. And then it started again. And they were about 10 minutes apart. And we were like, okay, maybe this is happening. Went for a walk, came back. And then from noon the rest of the day, not a single contraction. Slept through the night last night, no contractions.
He said, I'm just not ready yet.
I guess he is not. But yeah, I did not experience that with Stella. And so I was very shocked that it didn't progress into actual labor.
Yeah.
So I am back today. We'll see what the rest of the week brings.
So
but
due date is Thursday.
Due date is Thursday.
The official date.
Induction date is Monday. And if he's anything like my daughter, she came in between the two. So
yeah.
The 25th is Thursday. The 29th is Monday. He'll probably come on the 27th if I had to guess.
Okay.
I'm hoping for today, so say some prayers.
We're just going to worship. We're going to be encouraged, and we're just going to be together.
That's the idea. You're on the Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, M&Ms will be celebrating their 85th anniversary in August, and when they are celebrating, they'll be removing 2 of their colors, brown and blue. This is because the Mars Candy Company says that they would begin offering the naturally colored options, removing artificial dyes.
Look, I'm all for removing artificial dyes, but they got to find a way to make blue, because blue is my favorite color, and I know M&Ms all taste the same. They're not like Skittles. Skittles do taste different.
Yeah.
Argue with me if you want to, but I think the Skittles do taste different. M&Ms, yes, we all know they're just chocolate, but the blue ones are my favorite.
Yeah, and those, I mean, they've been around forever. And so if you look at the brown M&Ms,
yeah.
I mean, that's just tradition.
Does that mean they're going to be cut from all their like funny marketing campaigns too, probably?
I guess so, like, yeah.
Maybe they'll have a commercial where Santa eats the brown and the blue ones because they're not around anymore. But yeah, I'm all for removing the artificial dyes from stuff. That's great and all, but kind of sad to see brown and blue go. I wonder if they'll eventually find a natural way to bring those back.
So they've already done this with the Skittles? Have they already removed?
I don't think so.
Well, they're going to.
Are they?
Yeah, that's on the list. They said it will affect the Skittles colors as well.
Well, brown should be easy. I feel like there's a lot of natural stuff that creates a brown color.
Mm-hmm.
Blue, that one might be a little more difficult.
I just kind of channel surfing through the radio.
Families are catching on.
And I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool.
To the best way.
So now this is the only thing I listen to now.
To wake up.
My style of everything has started and changed.
It's The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, if you are planning to mail some stamps, you want to get those in before July 12th, because on July 12th, the price of stamps is going up. The first class forever stamp will go up 4 cents from 78 to 82 cents.
82 cents. That's almost a dollar a stamp. Now, I just had a baby shower and I mailed thank you cards to everyone who was there. At almost a dollar a stamp, that's going to start getting costly. And I love mailing like handwritten letters. But that might be something we see die here if stamps go up to a dollar a piece.
Yeah, and I think the people using stamps, that has declined over the years because of the internet and that kind of thing. You're one of the few people, I think, that is still buying stamps. The increase is part of a broader 4.8% hike across mailing services. That includes a increase in domestic postal card prices, 61 cents. That's going up to 65 cents. And then international letter rates go from $1.70 to $1.75.
Good thing I don't have an international pen pal. But even like domestically, like that's a lot. One of my favorite comedians always makes a joke about like, you ever talk to an old person? They're always complaining about the price of stamps. And I feel like an old person because now I'm going to start complaining because that's a lot of money for one stamp.
Yes.
That means a book's going to break the bank at this point.
So you got to use...
Most people don't even know how to get stamps, I feel like, anymore.
No, I don't think so.
You can do it at the grocery store if you didn't know that.
Can you?
That's where I always get mine. I just, when I'm checking out at the grocery store, they're like, do you want cash back? I'm like, no, but I'd like a book of stamps.
Because I got to get some stamps.
I got to get some stamps. Write my handwritten letters like the olden days.
Start on a positive note. You're on The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
What is the wildest thing that has ever caused your child to scream, to have a meltdown?
One thing I could think of that actually happened last night is my husband made her rice and beans, and she started screaming at the dinner table, and we're like, what is wrong? It's like, my rice is too crunchy. And we're just like, okay. So at this stage, we're just trying to teach her, like, you only need to get upset when things are, like, upsetting. Like, she saw a spider in a box and like got upset. Okay, spider. Yeah, that makes sense. That's kind of upsetting. I would scream too. But like only when you're like in physical need of something or something like actually scares you do you need to get that upset. Molly said that her 4-year-old started screaming bloody murder in the back seat and she was trying to figure out what was going on. And her 4-year-old said, my neck is too short for my straw. Sometimes toddlers, they do. They like get overwhelmed and freak out about stuff. And the worst is, like Molly said, when they're in the car seat.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing you can do about it.
No, they're strapped in and having a fit.
I've told Stella several times, like, I can't. Like, one time she was like, my bow's falling out. I look back there and I'm like, it's on your head. And she was like, oh, okay. And like, calm down. But like, there are times she'll drop something in the back seat and I tell her, there's nothing I can do about it. I am driving the vehicle until we get somewhere. You're just going to have to deal with it.
But Mom, it's a crisis.
It really is. And they're little, and I get it. And they don't understand what true crisis is yet, which is great. I hope they enjoy that for a long, long time and just cry about, you know, hard rice.
We were talking about this earlier. What is the wildest reason your kid has ever had a meltdown? And Brittany, you said that your daughter once got very upset about her rice.
Yeah, her rice was too crunchy. That was literally last night. It happens occasionally, and now she's like, she calms down quickly once we explain things to her, but yeah, she was pretty upset about that. And Molly commented that her child was upset because their neck was too short for their straw. It's so funny when you get to toddlers because their logic a lot of times doesn't make sense to us adults because their brains are still processing and everything is a crisis to them. And so Yeah. So we've posted the question on our Facebook page, My Journey FM on Facebook. You can head over there. Let us know what your toddler has gotten upset about lately. We would love to hear from you.
I turn y'all on in the morning when I get in my truck.
It's helpful when I'm taking the kids to school.
Here we go.
It's the Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, our latest podcast offering is called Noble Pursuit, and this one is for men. You can find that at MyJourneyFM.com and wherever you get your podcasts. This is in partnership with the Blue Ridge Pregnancy Center.
Yeah, we talk a lot about the resources that are out there for women when they find themselves in a pregnancy, and there's not really a lot out there for men. So Landry Coleman with the Blue Ridge Pregnancy Center said, you know, I'm a dad. I'm a dad of five now, mm-hmm. almost six. And he is like, there's not a lot of resources out there. So he created the Noble Pursuit podcast. You can find it at MyJourneyFM.com under our podcast link. It's just a great opportunity for men to tell the real stories behind their lives, the struggles that they face, and the lessons that they've learned along the way, and the habits that help them become better fathers, husbands, and leaders in the home. So if you want to check that out, all the details are at MyJourneyFM.com.
A great way to start your day, The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, something new for The Journey. We are now on Spotify. We announced that toward the end of last week. You can check that out. We've got some different playlists up there.
It's pretty cool. We've curated special playlists for you. So if you go to Spotify and you search My Journey FM or The Journey, you'll find our list. One is Make a Joyful Noise, and it's songs that bring you joy that you hear here on The Journey. And then there's one that's Encouragement from the Lord, songs about encouragement and comfort. And then there's worship songs with The Journey as well. So if you're in need of a special list, if you're listening to Spotify, we have those for you. If you're going through something specific, and you can find that on Spotify, just search The Journey right there, and you'll find our special Spotify list.
Start on a positive note. You're on The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Hey, we would love for you to join us this Sunday for Celebrate America, coming up June 29th or 28th, and this will be at Thomas Road Baptist Church. It begins at 5 o'clock. It's going to be a great day, a lot of family fun, and then, of course, the fireworks to wrap it up in the evening.
This year is special, too. It's the 250th anniversary of our nation, and so there's going to be Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra there playing the music along with the fireworks live. It's going to be awesome. If you've never been before, I encourage you to go. It's funny. We were actually at the pool the other day, and our neighbors were like, yeah, we're trying to figure out what to do for the 4th of July. We're actually going to take our kids to that thing at the church, the big thing at Thomas Road Baptist Church. And I was like, oh, yeah, Celebrate America. I've been every year. I said it's absolutely worth it. I also said download our app because we play the music with the fireworks as well. So mm-hmm. if you're ever curious about when the fireworks are going to go off, I know every year I listen to the app because I know exactly when Jonathan starts talking. That's when we're ready for some fireworks. And so if you want more information, it's all at our website, MyJourneyFM.com. But great opportunity to come out, celebrate America's 250th anniversary, and hang out with The Journey.
Turn on hope and encouragement. It's The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, if you don't have the My Journey FM app, you can get that today in your app store. There are no app charges for that, completely free. And it's a great way to have The Journey with you wherever you go, maybe on vacation mm-hmm. or traveling for work.
Yes, yeah, speaking of vacation, Carla is listening in Wisconsin on vacation. And thank you, Carla, for listening. Kathy in Madison Heights checking in. Keith and Grady in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. And then Kenny said he's listening in Short Pump at work this morning. I love it. Kathy, Carla, Keith, and Kenny. All of them checking in this morning. I like the alliteration there. So thank you for listening via the app. It's absolutely free, like Mark said, My Journey FM in your app store. Share it with your friends and take us with you wherever you go. And then let us know where you're listening from.
We just wanted to say thanks for making us part of your day. It's The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Sometimes life gets messy, and that means your home may be a little messy this morning. Not because you're lazy, but because you are carrying so much. You may be the caregiver in the family. You may be working two jobs right now to support your family. You may be the one holding your family together.
Yeah, and if that's the case, ask for help. I know I struggle with this. A lot of times I struggle to ask for help. So if you're grieving or you're working really hard or you're holding your family together right now and you look around your house and you're like, it's overwhelming, it's messy, ask for help. Ask the kids, ask a friend, ask a neighbor to come and help you clean your house. It's not something to be ashamed of. Like, it's something that we all need to get better at doing, honestly.
Yeah, ask for help and then give yourself a little space. Give yourself some grace as well because of everything that you're dealing with.
Yeah, and take it all to God. Ask him what you should do. Ask him to comfort you when you're feeling overwhelmed, because we all get in those spaces where we're just so overwhelmed, we can't even think about the next task on hand. And so if you're that feeling that today, ask God to help you, and then reach out to someone and ask for help.
Thanks for catching up on the Morning Journey Rewind podcast with Mark and Brittany.